Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchucks Show with her little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Oh, yes, it is Wednesday, and it is going to be an awesome, awesome time of the year because Friday is a very, very special day. It's Chinese New Year. Gong Hei Fat Choy. Hope I said it right. That's the way I pronounce it. As you know, I have a Bostonian accent. I sometimes butcher things. I don't mean to, but the way I say Happy Chinese New Year in Chinese, and I know there's different dialects of saying it, Mandarin and Cantonese, but Gong Hei Fa Choy, and I hope I said it right. And I mean that in all respects. That's just how I pronounce it. Anyway, tonight's a special show tonight, and I do not have a scheduled guest, but I'd like to, you know, just to let you know, it is the year of the horse, but as I say, it's going to be year of the ninja. But anyway, Jackie Chan is having a very big celebration this year, and I believe his birthday is in April, and it's also year of the horse. So that means it's like double a great happy birthday for Jackie. The thing is I hope to see that his fan page actually makes it to 60 million. And I would be so, like, thrilled to see that happen. I know that so many people are on there. And if you pull it up and if you actually look at it, it really is his fan page. And I post it every once in a while on my page. So those that really want to know about if it's really Jackie Chan's page, it really is. And so when you go to his page, when you look it up, it actually, it has a picture of him with, he's restrained, like he's doing this thing with his chest, like flexing his chest, and it also has him on his cover photo. He's making the peace sign, and it says Jackie, and it's also yellow in the back. And it says, I believe there's about over 50 million people on the page. So that's how you know that's really his page. So if you want to go there and check it out, yes, that is the really Jackie Chan's page. So you can actually check that out. And it's kind of really great that, you know, an international superstar, he actually has a page, and from time to time he does actually check in on it, but he does a lot. He does have admins that run the page. So Jackie Chan, his page, once again, the real one, it's over 50 million likes on the page. He actually shows two of his Lei and Z, his two Build-A-Bear panda bears that he had made. He takes them everywhere with him. So you'll actually see him at the dentist, and he calls them his babies, and he takes them everywhere on the plane, everything. It's La and Z with him. So he's actually, that's one of his recent photos. So if you want to go there, that's how you can tell what is a really Jackie Chan page. So you can check that out. And some other things I did want to talk about tonight, besides giving support to Jackie Chan, and I get so excited for his birthday. I don't know why. I'm even excited for Chinese New Year. Can you believe it? I even like Chinese New Year better than my birthday. I gained an extra 15 pounds, but I cannot wait. I'm so excited for Chinese New Year. I mean, it's such a great celebration, and I just feel very lucky and very blessed, and I'm able to celebrate it. And it's just something, you know, being able to actually enjoy other holidays that I didn't really grow up with, but getting to know other holidays, you know, or other cultures and other traditions, it's really wonderful and really beautiful. So it's actually this Friday, and I'm looking forward to all the steam buns. And it's, you know why it's an extra great day? I'm on a very strict diet. I am not kidding. It's on my fifth day, and I'm being very serious. Even on my Facebook page, I threw everything out of my fridge. I even started cooking, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I started cooking. And I have a very strict diet. I'm not kidding. I'll actually let you know what I cannot eat. I am not eating no sugar whatsoever. I'm not eating any dairy. I actually have my little list because I actually know people that know what they're talking about, because you know how you have all these nutritionists, all these health advisors and stuff, and everybody's giving you all these things, right? And people got to know is what works for them, because everybody's body chemistry is different. Now, everybody can give you all this healthy advice, but some health things just do not work for my body. So it's just basic things, you know, as a diet. You know, just basic, simple nutrition. And here are all the no-no-nos on the diet then. No bread, no sugar, no dairy, no gluten, no prepared canned foods. And, you know, it's just going on. And no pastries, no snacky cakes, only gluten-free bread, but I am not eating any bread whatsoever. No high-fructose corn syrup, no corn syrup, no white, no brown sugars, no raw cane sugars, no artificial sweeteners. Don't worry, I've never eaten artificial sweeteners. No ice cream, no yogurt made of cow milk, no dairy creamers, no butter. I'm not kidding. I have been on this diet, and I have to be on it for 3 months. It's the fifth day, and you know something? It's not as bad as what I'm thinking, because I guess as long as I keep my body fueled with good things, I don't think I'll have that much cravings for sugar, because I've tried. I've tried before. Believe it or not, by the fifth day, I'm always like crashing and trying to get some sort of sugar. So I haven't crashed yet, but I guess I get to have a cheat day once a month. And I'm just going over this, and it's basically, you know, other things too. No soda at all. I don't drink no soda at all. And also other things, too. It's just basic nutrition that's going to help make me healthier. Because seriously, you know, what I'm trying to really think, and, you know, also with dedication to Jackie Chan, a man that I look up to, and I'm really, really sitting there thinking, and I know I haven't brought him up a lot, but I'm really, you know how you mind, sometimes as you get older, you get a little bit of wisdom. And sometimes, believe it or not, people, I know, like, on the internet, everybody can check out Facebook pages and stuff, and everything can look so happy and so perfect, but I got to tell you, I am not perfect, not perfect at all. I have my faults and have my flaws. I fart and poop like everybody else. You know, I put my pants on 1 foot at a time. But sometimes it does take me quite a long time to learn things. I'll keep falling down and getting back up. But I was really, in the past couple of days, I don't know, maybe it is Chinese New Year and it's Jackie's culture, but I was really thinking about Jackie. And I think about the things and the struggles he went through. You know, and I have his book and everything, I Am Jackie Chan, which I think is back in print again, which you could probably actually buy. If you go to the website, there's actually a Jackie Chan store with clothing and stuff that you can actually buy. And it's something I really sat there and thought. And I think, you know, it is a blessing to have on this earth a man like Jackie Chan. I mean, there's many people like Jackie Chan, but, I mean, man just so much gives back. He doesn't have to, but he does. And I'm trying to think in my own way because, you know, I'm not a big star. And, you know, they say promote what you love. Okay, what's important to me? Now, I know people are important stuff. Is what do I really, really love? And that's what I know Jackie promotes, what he loves. So I'm thinking, taking after Jackie, but I want to be Shelly Nunchucks. And thinking how Jackie would think, you know, what do I love? I love animals. So, you know, promoting the things that I love and for voices that cannot speak for themselves, doing things in my own way. And once again, I'm not a big star like Jackie Chan, but what I've been doing in these past couple weeks, thinking, what do I really love? What can I really help? I don't know how much you can really help because, you know, I'm not SAG. I'm not some big international superstar or anything. I'm practically, what, a nobody or something like that. And I try to network and stuff, and I'm thinking, if I want to kind of follow in Jackie Chan's footsteps, what can I do in my own way? Because he even said it himself, don't try to be Jackie Chan, be yourself. And the reason why, and it really sunk on me, and I really get it now, is to become yourself. You can have idols and stuff, but, you know, promote what you love, do something from your heart. And every time I stray from that and whatever, what's in my heart, I fall down. I fall down really hard. And it's not the fact that I don't want to talk about Jackie Chan, because I'll always love Jackie Chan, and that's why I'm doing the show tonight. But I think in learning, I have to become my own person. And I can still look up to Jackie Chan. I can still watch his films and do everything I've always wanted to do in my life. But it's Jackie Chan is a role model for me. It has always been since I was, as far as I can remember. And because of Jackie Chan, you know, because of having that type of role model, because of my path, this is why I'm thankful, and I do these things in support of Jackie Chan, is because of the path that I'm on. And I couldn't see this, and I think people were trying to tell me this about my own path and see what's there, what's in your path, and everything that's coming to me now. I'm very thankful, I'm very grateful for, and, you know, I still got lessons to learn in life. Once again, I'm not perfect, but, you know, Jackie, I always, you know, he's always, once in a while, he's in the back of mind, and maybe I'm not as obsessed with him as I may sound like, but, you know, learning that as we get older, I guess I got to find out to be my own person. So, people out there, I still love Jackie Chan. There's no ifs, ands, buts about that, but I still love Jackie Chan, and, you know, to help do little things in there, and I know Jackie gets a lot of help and support, and I'll still support him, but, you know, his birthday is, you know, this year, his 60th birthday. So let's try to get his, you know, his fan page up to, you know, 60 million. That's like a whole planet. I think that, you know, not for nothing, but I really think if there was a planet invented, there could be a Jackie Chan planet with, like, over 50 million people. Do you know how crazy that would sound? 50 million people loving Jackie Chan on a planet. That would just, like, be hysterical because we'd have Jackie Chan parties, we'd have Jackie Chan movie nights, Jackie Chan slumber parties. I mean, oh, 50 million people. I can't even comprehend that. But it's really, you know, a man's really, you know, a great man. And I know he'd be all humble and, like, you know, he'd be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But No, he really is. And it's just, this is a way for me to give back, is to keep supporting him, but also learning that I have to be my own person. I'm not even a smidgen like Jackie Chan. I don't think I'll ever even be, you know, even like a tiny, even bit like Jackie, because I know I'll never be able to do what Jackie does. That's the truth. I mean, Jackie, man, he's crazy. He's absolutely nuts. But I mean that in a loving, caring way, because, I mean, I'm not Pot Monkey, and I think Jackie is Pot Monkey. I know he's, you know, he's a horse, but Jackie Chan is Pot Monkey. And I just really think, you know, that, I mean, I'm not Monkey. I really ain't. So, you know, I just know that I'm always going to support Jackie. No ifs and buts. Once again, I'm repeating myself. Just love the man. Love him, love him, love him. Support him. And I wish him well all the time. You know, I just, and I, you know, I do apologize. And people may, I think people think I don't like Jackie Chan anymore, because I don't always constantly talk about him. I do really love Jackie Chan. But, you know, supporting him so much, and people have been saying, you know, we want to know about you, Shelly. And so that's why I says, okay, let me do what I can. And I think, you know, going about my path and having that kind of one of connection to think that he's my idol, you know, not think, but he is, and just support him forever. I'll always, always support him and watch his films and just be there always as a fan for him and just support everything he does, because he is someone that I do look up to. To become in my own way, I have to find my strengths. I know what my weaknesses are, but I'm like, what is really my strengths? And I can talk, but I'm trying to think of better ways, because I'd like to promote better in a much better way. And I'm really trying, and I think the way I was thinking before, I think it's the way I was putting myself into promotions, and I wasn't, I think the other thing is, I think I become overzealous. And that kind of gets mixed up. So I'm really trying to think how the best way to promote things. And I'm trying to do the best I can. And I wish, I was like, maybe I'll learn about bigger words and such. And I'm trying to do everything from my heart. That's what I'm really, really trying to do. And really trying to what I'm showing, show the really Shelly Nunchucks. There's so many things that I know that with Jackie, he would support people's dreams. So with me, myself, I would support people's dreams. It's kind of like a domino effect. Someone like Jackie Chan would support, like, people in my dreams. So it would be like a domino effect and support other people's dreams. So with what I'm doing, and I got to say, I'm very blessed. I am so very thankful, for having an idol like Jackie. Because of this man, I would not be making, I mean, even though this is 10 years going on, it's on my path to say I want to work with Jackie, but I stopped. And I thought, because, you know, following Jackie, it gave me courage. It gave me the courage to do the things I never thought I'd ever do in my life. So this is another reason why I support Jackie Chan. I mean, there's other people that I do support, but it's given me courage to do things I've never thought I'd ever do. And I'm in the midst of doing, like, this film, and I put another film aside because it's just something with the stunt community and the older generations and the second generations. And, you know, I mean, if I didn't have an idol like Jackie Chan, I wouldn't be doing things like this. Because perfectly honestly, if I didn't have an idol like Jackie, I would never find my film brothers. I would never make all these connections because of Jackie Chan having a dream to work with him and just keep going and going and going. That's why I support anybody's dreams. And believe me, going through the things I do and done and having that strength of watching Jackie's films, his films have given me hope more than anything in this world. And I just really, I mean, I don't know who's going to be listening to my show, but because Jackie has given me strength, I hope somehow, some way, I'm going to give someone strength. Because believe me, I come from like the inner cities of Boston. I talk really kind of funny, and I just always would support people in their dreams, no matter what it is. And if you don't think you can do it, believe me, if there's a will, there's a way. You just got to work for it. That's all you got to do. And, you know, I just really do support people. I really do, whatever their dreams are. So right now, what I'm going to do is take a little break, And I want to play a song, If I Could Fly, by Tony J, and I'll be right back to make some announcements. I'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. Money, that's all I know. I'm ballin' out, girl, cause I'm so fly. I know, oh, you don't know no one like me. It might be that I'm so, oh, close to the ground and I'm down here dealing with real life. It make me wanna take you by the hand like now we taking off, just as quick as your clothes. I'll take you higher, baby, just so you know I'm a rider. And if I'm on the road, you know I'm thinking about you till I fly back home. I'm telling you I wanna be the kind of guy that I always wanna be there for you. Go through this stormiest weather just so we can be together.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky.
If you wanna see a star, I could be a Superman in the air, I could rescue you. I could let you hold my hand, I will let you go almost anywhere if you wanna go far. Cloud nine, only for the night, you look good and I wanna make you mine. But about time, I gotta catch a flight, I hate to say it, baby girl, but your time's up, time's up. I guess you out of luck, girl. I'll be back and we can travel the world. Cause baby, you ain't gotta worry about a thing. I could put you under my wings.
If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd spread my wings out and take off in the sky. If I could fly, if I could fly, I'd soar through these clouds watching planes go by. And as I go by, I'll be looking down on you, you'll be looking up at me. Soon you will see we'll be free, spread my wings.
Okay, I'm back here. It's Shelly Nunchuck's on the Shelly Nunchuck Show with a little furball called Jackie Jankity. Anyway, a couple announcements. In my own way, tonight's show is dedicated to the one and only, my idol, Jackie Chan. And, you know, he's always saying, you know, to do, you know, what you can in your own thing, so your own way to give back. And since I love animals very, very much, and I love cats. And the thing that I, there's a couple things that I came on board, the two things that I take very dearly into my heart, the things that I want to help out with, is I love animals very, very much. I became a member of the ASPCA because I really, you know, believe that the animals, you know, abandoned animals, you know, and abused animals, it's something that I really do take to heart. And we can, you know, not just all of us, you know, myself too, is actually to help those that can't speak for themselves. And that's how I came on board on the ASPCA and became a member of that. The wildlife, the WWF one, I came on board of that because I love cats very much. And the ones that I do know, the ones that I really take to heart that I really like a lot of tigers. And the thing is, with the tigers, I do know that when I first joined the WWF, there was less than 3,200 tigers left in the world. So that's another thing that I wanted to come on board because, I mean, for me, I don't know, I know people are just important, but I love animals. I grew up in animals my whole life. And even my cat, as I say, my little furball co-hoster, her name is Jackie Chan, she was a stray. She was actually left behind, and she was running around in my yard, and she came up to me, and I fed her. And it's something that, she drives me crazy every once in a while. She tries to get in the shower and stuff, but the thing is, I would not trade her for the world. She came into my backyard, I adopted her. And, you know, it's something where everybody's like, oh, stop taking all the animals in. But, you know, I would never trade her in. As much as you could possibly drive me crazy, I just really, really in love with this cat. And I really would not trade her in. She's actually being very good right now. She's a very good kitty. Who knows, maybe I'll adopt some other animals someday. The other announcement I wanted to make, about a foundation, which I do take to heart so much, and I'm praying that this foundation, you know, just grows. It's called the Sarah Joy Foundation. My nephew Eric, he lost his young wife to cancer, and the anniversary of the foundation when it was started is coming up, the 2-year anniversary, and it's a memorial dinner. And, you know, Sarah, she did not want to, you know, do treatment while she was pregnant with her second child. So she did succumb and lose her battle to cancer. So what this foundation is, the Sarah Joy's Foundation, you know, we're hoping that it grows even more. This is a foundation to help families that have to deal with terminal cancer. This is to help pay for bills and possible outing. There's an angel watching all over us, and her name is Sarah. And it's the Sarah Joy Foundation. So if you want to check it out, there's a Facebook page, and you'd like to give there and check it out, you know, it will be very greatly appreciated. Well, anyway, that's tonight's show. And yeah, like I said, I'm very, very excited for you know, Friday, very, very excited. It is Chinese New Year. Gong Hei Fa Choi. Gong Hei Fa Choi. So I can't wait for the steam bombs, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful celebration I cannot wait for. So everyone, you know, remember, if you have dreams, just remember you are as good as anybody else. So you can just try there. And I'm always going to leave on a positive note with a warrior song, as if you're going into fight and battle, is Battle Song by Hora Zakora DeLisa and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, in Pisces Project. And that's how I'm going to end the show. I'm just going to pull it out then. Just remember, you guys that got the dreams out there, just go for it. You ain't got nothing to lose, just tiny little baby steps. And have a good night.